the road to Malinmore, I could hear the ocean roar, and I heard the skylark sing his happy song. It'd been in the month of June, and the heather was in bloom, when I met a colleen as she tripped along. Her face was fair and handsome, and her hair was neatly tied by the gaily colored ribbons that she wore. And she stole me halfway on that far-off summer day, that I met her on the road to Malinmore. On the road to Malinmore, where the ocean meets the shore, I met her on the road. Well, I've travelled on Donegal, through the glens and mountains tall, and many were the pretty girls I've seen. But there's none that can compare with the colleen I met there, and I knew that of them was the queen. Well, I went to see her parents, and I asked them for her hand, and if I could make her mine forevermore. And if you're in Donegal, you'll be welcome if you call to our cottage on the road to Malinmore. On the road to Malinmore, where the ocean meets the shore, I met her on the road to Malinmore.
Hey, a nice, gentle little song from the very talented Dermot O'Brien and On the Road to Malinmore. I wonder if I asked you to name me five Irish songs. I think, certainly for people outside of Ireland, this song would certainly number among the top five. Take me back. I'm going back to these 78 records I mentioned earlier on. We had this one in our collection as well. Do you remember this from Bing Crosby?
Tooraloo. Ralu ral, tu ralu ralai, tu ralu ralu ral. Hush, now don't you cry. Tu ralu ralu ral. That's an Irish lullaby. Over in Killarney, many years ago, my mother sang a song to me in tones so soft and low. Just a simple little ditty in her good old Irish way. And I'd give the world if I could hear that song of hers today.
Bing Crosby and Tooraloora, an Irish lullaby. Ah, happy days. Friends, I've mentioned it on the programme many, many times about Irish songs, and the majority of Irish songs, well, in my book anyway, are songs of emigration, how people had to leave their homes here in Ireland to go and seek work elsewhere, and particularly after the famine of 1846. Now, I'm going to play for you now a wonderful track from that great singer Sean O'Shea. I am aware that this may not be everybody's cup of tea, but I just think this man has a lovely voice. And I think we've had Johnny McAvoy's version of this song on the programme before. But take a listen to the lovely voice of Sean O'Shea and a wonderful arrangement of the song. I just point something out here. The song is entitled The Shores of Amerikay. Now, we always called it Amerikay when we came to singing about it because it rhymed with everything. I think I've pointed that out to you before. Take a listen to this gorgeous song, The Shores of Amerikay, a sad song from Sean O'Shea.
I'll be bidding farewell to the land of my youth and the home that I love so well, and the mountains grand to my own native land. I'll be bidding them all farewell. I'll sail far away o'er the raging foam for to seek a home on the shores of Amerikay. And it's not for the love of the cold I am. And it's not for the love of fame, but that fortune bright might shine over me and bring me a glorious name. No, it's not for the love of the gold I am going, or the weary and starry sail, but to to seek a home for my own true love on the shores of a merry cave. And when I am bidding my last farewell, the tears like rain will blind. Think of the friends of my own native land and the home I am leaving behind. But if I'm to die in a foreign land and be buried so far, far away, no fond mother's tears will be shed o'er my grave on the shores of a merry cave.
No sad mother's tears will be shed o'er my grave on the shores of a merry cave. And you see how it fits in, because it rhymes with, that was a song by Sean O'Shea on the shores of a merry cay. Whereas if you just said, that was a song by Sean O'Shea on the shores of America, it just doesn't work, does it? Well, not in my book anyway. Now we come to the type of music that's very, very popular here in Ireland at the moment. I speak of country and Irish. Country and Irish does what it says on the tin in my book. In other words, it's a country song sung by an Irish person. I'm going to give you now one of my favourite songs, believe it or not. It was a big hit way back in the day for Olivia Newton-John, and I think Ronnie Millsap had a good recording of it as well. Listen to Billy Joyce. Now, Billy hails from Ireland, and he is giving us his interpretation of I Honestly Love You.
Maybe I hang around here a little more than I should. We both know I've got somewhere else to go. But I got something to tell you that I never thought I would, that I believe you really ought to know. I love you, I honestly love you. You don't have to answer, I see it in your eyes. It was better left unsaid. But this is pure and simple, and you must realize that it's coming from my heart and not my head. I love you, I honestly love you. I'm not trying to make you feel uncomfortable, no. I'm not trying to make you anything at all. But this feeling doesn't come along every day, and you shouldn't blow the chance when you've got the chance to say I love you. I love you. I honestly love you. If we both were born in another place and time, this moment might be ending in a kiss. Just believing in a thing. honestly love you. I honestly love you.
Now, friends, I don't know whether you will agree with me, but I think that is as good as anything you'd hear anywhere around the world. And it's Hails from Ireland, it's Billy Joyce, and I Honestly Love You. And now we come to my favourite Irish duo, Foster and Allen, echoing the thoughts of many an Irish exile, no matter what part of the world you're in, but particularly Australia.
I was dreaming of old Ireland and Killarney's lakes and fells. I was dreaming of the shamrock and the dear old Shandon bells. When my memory suggested in a vision bright and clear all the strange things that would happen if we had old Ireland here. If the Blarney Stone stood out on Sydney Harbour and Dublin town to Melbourne came to stay, if the Shannon River joined the Brisbane waters and Killarney's lakes flowed into Botany Bay, if the Shandon bells rang out in all Fremantle and County Cork in Adelaide did appear, Erin's sons would never roam, all the boys would stay at home, if we only had old Ireland over here. There are lots of lovely lassies dancing on the village green. There are lots of lovely collies, the finest ever seen, where the boys are all called Paddy and the girls called Molly dear. Sure we'd wrap the green flag round them if we had old Ireland here. If the Blarney Stone stood out on Sydney Harbour and Dublin town to Melbourne came to stay, if the Shannon River joined the Brisbane waters and Killarney's lakes flowed into Botany Bay, if the Shandon bells rang out in all Fremantle and County Cork in Adelaide did appear, Erin's sons would never roam, all the boys would stay at home, if we only had old Ireland over here.
It's the turn of the ladies again. This time it's the lovely voice of Trudy Lawlor, and once again she's reminiscing about the lovely Leitrim shore.
A thought came to my mind today. I have to ask you, dear, if you would join me on a walk to a spot not far from here, to a place where you met, where all our dreams came true, under sleeve on ear. gave my heart to you. Will you walk with me once more to a place we've been before? And while strolling down together, we can pick that rolling feather. And while walking hand in hand, we'll recall it was so grand. Looking out over Loch Allen, on that lovely Legion shore. So thinking of old memories, we started out from town. The birds were singing in the trees as we
country and Irish again, and this time a good exponent of country music, Matt Levy. He wants to have a dance.
I'll always remember the song they were playing the first time we danced, and I knew as we swayed to the music and held other, I fell in love with you. Could I have this dance for the rest of my life? Would you be my partner every night? I have this dance for the rest of my life. I'll always remember that magic moment when I held you so close to me as we moved together. I knew forever you're all I'll ever need. Could I have this dance for the rest of my life? Would you be my partner every night? It feels so right.
could I have this dance for the rest of my life? Would you be my partner every night when we're together? It feels so right. Could I have this dance for the rest of my life?
Country and Irish at its best there, performed there by Matt Levy. Could I have this dance for the rest of my life? Your feet would be pretty sore, I'd say. I'm going to play for you now a song by the High Kings, but before I play it, a little bit of explanation is required, I think. In the latter part of the 19th century and the early part of the 20th century, many young Irishmen left home to go to the UK. They got themselves jobs as builders, building roads, working down mines, all the hard graft jobs. One of the biggest firms at the time was McAlpine, and these men became known as McAlpine's Fusiliers. I tell you something, my father was one of them. They built everything, and they were tough. They were known for their hard, tough way of life. I'm almost sure that many of the underground tunnels that were dug to begin the London Underground were dug by Irish workers. Here, take a listen. It explains everything. The High Kings and McAlpine's Fusiliers. If you listen to the lyrics, you get the idea.
Oh, it's down the glen came McAlpine's men with the shovels slung behind them. 'Twas in the pub they drank the sub, and up in the spike you'll find them. They sweated blood and they washed out mud with pints and quarts of beer. And now we're on the road again with McAlpine's Fusiliers. I stripped out the skin with Darkie Flynn down in the Isle of Grain. With horse face still, sure I knew the rule, no money if you stop for rain. McAlpine's God was a well-filled hot, your shoulders cut to bits and seared. Was McAlpine's Fusiliers. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I remember the day when the Barrow Shay fell into a concrete stairs. What the horse face said when he found him dead, but it wasn't what the rich call prayers. I'm an Abbey Shark, was the one real
And now the haunting sound of Sir James Galway's flute playing, She Moved Through the Fair. There, friends, you heard the haunting sound of the old Irish song She Moved Through the Fair, played for us by the world's greatest flautist, James Galway. Now for another great example of country and Irish, Logan McCool. This is Where the Cowboy Rides Away. Great country, and they're Irish.
I knew the stakes were high right from the start. When she dealt the cards, I dealt my heart. Now I've just found a game that I can play. This is where the cowboy rides away. And my heart is sinking like the setting sun. Setting on the things I wish I'd done. It's time to say goodbye to yesterday. This is where the cowboy rides away. We've been in and out of love and in between. And now we face the final showdown scene. As the credits roll, a sad song starts to play. And this is where the cowboy rides away. And my heart is sinking like the setting sun. Setting on the things I wish I'd done. It's time to say goodbye to yesterday. This is where the cowboy rides away. And my heart is sinking like the sand.
betting on the things I wish I'd done. The last goodbye's the hardest one to say. This is where the cowboy rides away. And the last goodbye's the hardest one to say. This is where the cowboy rides away.
Logan McCool, a great Irish duo. They did some great albums, country albums, but unfortunately no longer recording. This is where the cowboy rides away. When I say that our next track will be sung by the Rankin family, regular listeners will know what's coming. This is my favourite Rankin family track. First of all, the Rankin family hailed from Canada, but of Scottish origin. They made some great tracks. And they had some tragedy in their lives as well, but very, very talented. They're going to sing for us their version of Down by the Sally Gardens. Now, Sally is the Irish word for willow. The lyrics for this were written as a poem by William Butler Yeats, the very famous Irish poet. Put the words to music, and this is the end result, sung for us by the Rankin family.
Down by the she
Oh, that's magnificent. Wonderful singing, wonderful harmony, and the sound of the Irish Illan pipes there, along with the whistle, and down by the Sally Gardens from the Rankin family.